This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Sherpa community celebrating Gyalpo Losar today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwa says government to ensure the rights of minorities and marginalized, and Russian troops take control of key city of Kherson. Now the news in detail. The Sherpas in various parts of the country are celebrating Gyalpo Losar today. President Vidyadev Bhandari has said that unity in diversity, a unique identity of Nepal, has helped further consolidate our national strength. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar today, the President has extended greetings for happiness, peace and prosperity among all sisters and brothers at home and abroad. She expressed the hope that such festivals would increase unity, harmony and fraternity among Nepali people and help further strengthen broader national unity. The president said, "May this festival inspire all Nepali people to build a just, civic, good culture and progressive society while filling them with jolly and encouragement." Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said the religious and cultural festivals foster social harmony and strengthen national unity. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of the Gyalpo Losar today, Vice President Pun extended best wishes to all Sherpa brothers and sisters in the country and abroad. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwa has wished happiness, peace, good health and progress to all the Sherpa brothers and sisters on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar, stating that Nepal is a country rich in ethnic, linguistic, religious and cultural diversity. The Prime Minister has said in a message that respecting this diversity by people of all castes and religions is the fundamental and unique identity of Nepal and Nepalese. Prime Minister Deuwa noted that the government had ratified the International Labour Organization Convention on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples in 2007 and was committed to implementing the convention accordingly. He said that the government has always been active in ensuring the rights of minorities and marginalized groups and for the protection and promotion of Nepali religious and cultural festivals and traditions. Likewise, Chief Minister of Karnali Province Government Jeevan Bahadur Sahi has said the cultural festivals have strengthened the national unity of Nepal. Chief Minister Sahi said the cultural diversity is Nepal's identity. Chief Minister Sahi extended best wishes to all the Nepalese within the country and outside on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar. Similarly, Chief Minister of Province 1 Rajendra Kumar Rai has wished happiness, peace, prosperity, long life and progress to all the Nepalese living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar, the festival of Sherpa community. The Chief Minister said that protecting and promoting languages, religions, cultures and festivals is the common responsibility of the state and all the Nepalese. Nepal has voted in favor of a resolution condemning Russia's attack on Ukraine at the UN General Assembly. Nepal was among the 141 members who voted in favor of the resolution. Five countries voted in opposition. According to United Nations, 35 countries, including India and China, abstained. The UN has 193 member countries. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has added three ventilators, one to Surya Binayak Municipality and two to the Stupa Community Hospital at KMC 6. The KMC Mayor Vidyasundar Sakhir said the metropolis has implemented a municipal partnership program with all municipalities of Kathmandu. He informed that the KMC has provided financial support of rupees 15 million east to five municipalities of five provinces having sisterly relations with Kathmandu Metropolis for implementing the park and greenery promotion project. Earlier, KMC had provided health support materials to different 12 hospitals of the Kathmandu Valley during the time of the coronavirus pandemic. The meteorological forecasting division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pasim Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of Sudhir Pasim Province and at one or two parts of hilly regions of rest of the province. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The mayor said Russian forces have seized control of a key port city in southern Ukraine. Kherson is the first major city to be taken by Russia after heavy fighting since it invaded a week ago. Its mayor said Russian troops had forced their way into the city council building and imposed a curfew on residents. Several cities have come under intense shelling, with the Wednesday one of the most destructive days of the fighting. An investigation into possible war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Ukraine has been launched by the International Criminal Court, ICC. Russia had for the first time admitted taking heavy military casualties during its attack on Ukraine, with 498 troops killed and a further 1,597 injured. Western Australia has reopened its borders nearly 2 years after first sealing them to international visitors and other Australians because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Australian state is the last to drop its travel entry ban 4 months after the nation's biggest city, Sydney, welcomed back international travel. Western Australia insisted its policy was needed to stop the virus from spreading, but critics attack it for separating families in the same country. Authorities said they accepted more than 8,000 arrivals on the first day of the state reopening. Australia nationally had adopted some of the strictest travel restrictions in the world to manage the onset of COVID. The nation kept its borders shut to international visitors from March 2020 until last month. In a statement released late on Wednesday, the U.S. State Department called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to immediately cease his bloodshed and to withdraw troops from Ukraine's territory. In its statement, the U.S. also accused Russia of launching a full assault on media freedom and the truth by blocking access to independent news outlets by preventing their ability to broadcast information about the invasion. The U.S. also pointed to Russia's throttling of social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, which it said allowed millions of Russians to access independent information and to connect with each other around the world. This statement comes as Russia intensifies its attack on key Ukrainian cities, resulting in a mounting numbers of civilian deaths and more than 1 million people fleeing the country to seek refuge elsewhere. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Sherpa community celebrating Gyalpo Losar today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwa says government to ensure the rights of minorities and marginalized, and Russian troops take control of key city of Kherson. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.